Hello and welcome to the Aviva Stadium in Dublin, where I'm sitting in a quiet moment at a small round table with a man who plays golf. And I've just discovered that not only has he played golf in Kinsale, in the Old Head, but he's actually from one of the most famous advertising and marketing companies in the world. He's from Ogilvy. Now, Ogilvy is enormous, and he's spoken here today, and he's spoken about how I'm looking at the program, digital is changing our civilization, but it was a huge amount about Facebook, wasn't it? It was a huge amount. Look, Marshall Manson, hello, good afternoon.
It's great.
Are you exhausted?
I am, actually, but it's great to be here. That's absolutely great to be here. So, yeah, I sort of did a last-minute topic change, actually, on the Facebook. We had a new white paper that I was happy to author that we put out on Thursday called Facebook Zero, Considering Life After the Demise of Organic Reach. And we're not at the place where organic reach is zero, but we're getting there. We did a study of 106 brand pages around the world.
All countries? Lots of countries?
Lots of countries. Not all countries, but you know, many.
Yeah.
As many in APAC and Europe as North America, which for me is the key. So about a third. Because so much data about Facebook is so heavily weighted towards North America, it's just not helpful.
Yeah.
So what we found is that since December, since Facebook made their big changes in the algorithm, that organic reach for brands was down 49%. And for big brand pages, so those communities with more than 500,000 followers, organic reach had declined from an anemic 4% to an even more anemic 2%.
I think that kind of stunned the room. I mean, to be honest, I don't know if everybody in the room had any idea that it was that big.
Yeah, it's such a big drop. And you know, the reality is that this will affect any brand wanting to undertake activities in Facebook, as you can imagine. And brands are going to have to take this into account. So really what our white paper looked at wasn't so much the data, because the data confirmed what we'd suspected. It looked at what are the consequences of the data and what should brands do about it. I'd say there are two or three big conclusions, and the biggest is the change of model. The old model for Facebook was use owned or use organic reach in your brand page to drive earned, to drive word of mouth, to drive advocacy. The new model is that we have to use paid within Facebook. But...
And that must be a bit of anathema to a lot of people. We have to use paid.
Well, I think it is anathema to a lot of people, but to be fair to Facebook, it's something they've been saying for quite a long time. But sort of to finish the thought on that, the big takeaway, though, remains the same. Facebook is the best social platform to drive engagement at scale. It's the best social platform to drive word of mouth. It's just that the trigger for that word of mouth has gone from being about organic, being about organic content, to being about paid content. But this brings me to the second big point, which is that the way we create content hasn't changed. We have to still be editorial. We have to still tell brand stories. We have to be timely and relevant. And that brings me to the third, and I would say most important point, which is that whatever else we say about Facebook, we also need to step back as marketers and think about what is the right social strategy for our brands. I think this is a good stop and think moment. We need to think not about what platforms we want to be in, but what stories we want to tell and where the best platforms are to tell those stories. And there's some other facets beyond that. If you want to, you can go to social.ogilvy.com and read the paper. But
by the way, thank you. You said the paper is available, you see. So people listening to this can actually get hold of the white paper.
Yeah, indeed. It's social.ogilvy.com in the thinking section. And the whole paper's on SlideShare, and you can download it. And all the data's in there, and the thoughts and recommendations for brands, it's all in there. So help yourself.
I mean, that's wonderful. The word that I took away really vividly, you've just reminded me of it there, is this thing about being platform agnostic.
Yeah.
That we have to recover that platform agnosticism.
Yes.
So that we can make great content across Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all the different places where all the different people are.
That's right. That's right. And we've got to be flexible in the way that we make content. We've got to figure out what stories we want to tell, and then we've got to create assets that tell those stories in the places that are appropriate. So with Instagram, for example, it's an amazing visual platform, and it's an emerging venue for influence. There's lots of people in there with lots of influence. But if we're going to tell our stories in Instagram, we have to do that in the right way with the right sort of assets. And that means great visual content that's shareable, that people want to talk about. It might mean short films, whatever. And then when we want to bring the story to life in other platforms, we've got to shape the content for those platforms as well.
And so you can't just use the same approach on all the platforms. I'm saying this, by the way, too, because a lot of people listening to this, you know, won't be as dexterous, if you like, in relation to this material as you are.
But the nice thing is, with today's kind of design and publishing technologies, it's much easier than it's ever been to say, okay, we've created an amazing print ad, or we've created an amazing TV spot, or frankly, even we've created an amazing radio ad, and take that and supplement it with simple, easy-to-acquire assets, do a bit of simple design, customize things to be square as you need it for Instagram, or rectangular as you need it for Facebook. Those little details make the difference between success and failure a lot of times in terms of driving that earned or viral reach.
Look, you come over here to Ireland from the UK, where you're based. All right, I'll get quickly to the end now because other people want to see you, right? But you come over here. Have you formed any impression of the Irish situation, if you like?
I think the marketing that's being done in Ireland is as good or better as anything that's happening, certainly in Europe. I think that the Irish consumers are as social and sharing from a content point of view as anyone anywhere else, if not more so. And by the way, the statistics suggest that they're more so on Twitter in particular. And I think that holds out a lot of promise for marketers who truly want to have conversations with their audiences, who truly want to interact. The social platforms give you that ability. So I think Ireland's a great place to be marketing and brand building at the moment, and I think it, you know, long may it remain so.
So look, let me ask you to give a small piece of advice to an Irish company who wants to build its, not my own, but let's imagine a hypothetical Irish company, right? It wants to build its brand online, right? Mm. It doesn't actually really know where to start, right? And so give a bit of advice.
I think for so many businesses, we're talking about typically small businesses that might be reasonably new even, the first thing to do is to understand who it is that you want to talk to. It might be people in your area. It might be people who are interested in a particular topic. I got a great example on Twitter earlier from somebody in Ireland who runs a bar who used Facebook Custom Audiences, which is a Facebook tool that allows you to really narrowly target a universe of people. He did an ad campaign aimed at people who attended a Beyoncé concert, and he increased his footfall 50% that night. And more power to him.
Yes.
Really simple, incredibly relevant, content aimed at the people who had attended the concert to bring them into his bar. Perfect. Those are the kinds of things you can do to drive your bottom line. But you have to be nimble in your own thinking. Marketing is not about making an ad and putting it in the newspaper anymore. Marketing is about building relationships with your local community, with the kinds of people who you want to be in your store or buying your service or eating in your restaurant or whatever it might be. It's about bringing your value to life for them, about having a relationship beyond a newspaper ad. That's the power that social gives us.
Okay, that's the first piece of advice you give them, right?
Yes.
Can I ask you for one last one?
Of course.
One more. I could keep you all day, but I don't want to.
No.
One more piece.
So I suppose the other thing is be sensitive to what's happening now. My favorite pub near where I live in London has a wonderful Twitter feed that is talking about what's happening today and giving me reasons to come in. It's the Draper's Arms in Islington. You can follow them on Twitter. Giving me a reason to come into the Draper's that afternoon. They're timely, they're relevant, they're sensitive to the news. So I don't know what's in the news today. I haven't looked, but you know, it might be a come in and raise a toast to something we're celebrating today or whatever.
Someone's
that timeliness, that relevance,
today.
Exactly.
Yeah, the food. Yeah. I by the way, I used to live in London Fields.
Did you really?
Just literally, just down the road from Islington.
It's true.
Almost just there. So look, last thing, Ireland. Where are you going next few days?
Ogilvy has an office here in Dublin. We also have an amazing PR firm called Wilson Hartnell. I'm going to be spending a couple of days with them, seeing some clients and visiting with some local brands.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
It is a joy
nice
to meet you.
Nice talking with you. Thanks
we might even
much.
Play golf one day.
I look
knows?
Forward to it.
I have been known to hit a ball.
I look forward to it.
Okay, look, it's that is thank you very much from, hang on, we better do the last bit properly, Marshall Manson. Marshall, how could anybody contact you on Twitter?
Oh, I'm at Marshall Manson. The trick is it's two L's in Marshall, MarshallManson.
Lovely. Do you welcome people tweeting you?
All the time, absolutely. It's a great way to get in touch.
Fantastic. So it's Paul O'Mahony from Change Agent Branding here at the Digital Marketing Conference in Dublin. O'Mahony blog on Twitter. Thanking you very, very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just stopped the thing recording.
So the...